the jobless rate rises as more people look for work.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Employers hired 290,000 people in April, the most in 4 years. The jobless rate, though, went up from 9.7% to 9.9%. Analysts say that's because people who had lost hope are back in the market looking for a job. Here to help us make sense of all this is Bill Stone, Chief Investment Strategist with PNC Wealth Management Group. He joins us live. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So more hiring, but higher unemployment. Is this good news or bad news?
You know what? It is actually unadulterated good news.
I think. Great. We could use some of that.
Yeah, I mean, we really can, especially after yesterday. But, the thing to keep an eye on is, as you mentioned, the payroll jobs, and particularly what's most encouraging to us is the private payroll jobs. So it's that subset of the payroll jobs you mentioned, that subset of the 290,000 that's actually private jobs, not government jobs. That was actually 231,000. It's very normal for the labor force to go up when you start to see an employment situation turn around, because the people that were so discouraged they fell out of the labor force come back. And it's really just more of a sign that things, believe it or not, are actually getting better.
Oh, great. Well, speaking of things needing to get better, let's turn back the clock yesterday about 2:40 in the afternoon in New York. The Dow Jones Industrial Average falls 600 points in 7 minutes. That's apparently like $1 trillion going up in smoke. What were you thinking when that happened?
Well, I have to say, it was it just took your breath away how fast it was falling. The only thing I started thinking was looking at some individual companies that something seemed to be wrong, because you saw these just huge gaps. I think a lot of people talk about Procter & Gamble,
right?
At
Accenture,
one point down
too, right?
37%. That is not a normal thing. Just because it's a more of a staple, it tends not to be particularly relative to the market, unless there's some specific news on the company that might do that. And then like an Accenture trading at one penny at one point. So you knew that there was something wrong. You just didn't know what exactly it was, of course. And frankly, they still don't know exactly.
Right. Well, the markets are opening in about a half an hour. Given the good jobs data, but also given yesterday's dramas, what are you expecting to see?
I think that at least we should see some stability here. And hopefully, certainly the payroll jobs should cheer some things here. I guess the one thing you really have a hard time really knowing is how much the Greek situation is going to intrude on some of our good numbers. But I do think it'll be less dramatic than yesterday, that's for sure.
That's good news. Bill Stone with PNC Asset Management Group. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
As Bill mentioned, yesterday was a dismal day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the day down nearly 350 points at 10,520. The Nasdaq lost 3.4%. The S&P 500 dropped 3.25%. A lot of drama on Wall Street yesterday. That was the biggest intraday drop in history for the Dow. This morning, lots of speculation that a technical glitch may have caused that precipitous plunge. Here to explain is our own Brett Neely, coming to us live from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Stacey.
So, Brett, what kind of glitch are we talking about?
Well, I mean, think about it like this. A trader sitting at their desk somewhere and adds too many zeros to their orders, or buys instead of sells. And the chaos really comes because there's so much automated trading out there. Those computer programs spot the large trade, see the price swing, and then go crazy buying and selling. So, yeah, that's basically how it works.
It's like the oops heard around the world. How often does this kind of thing happen?
Not too often, but often enough that these things are known as fat finger trades, as in my fingers are clumsy and I hit the wrong key. Back in 2005, a Japanese trader wanted to sell one share of a company, ended up selling over 600,000 by accident, cost the firm $350 million. A few years before that, a British trader was confused about whether the stock of a company was trading in pounds or euros and accidentally sent the share price up 61%.
Wow.
Accidents happen.
Indeed. Brett Neely in Washington, D.C. Thank you, Brett.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents, offering a choice of companies and coverage. You can find a local agent at 1-800-WE-INSURE. By Constant Contact, working to help small businesses understand what social media can do for them. Learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. And by Citrix, offering GoToMeeting, allowing people to hold meetings online to collaborate in real time. More at gotomeeting.com/market.
Germany's parliament has just approved its part of the $140 billion Greek bailout package. Germany's contributing the lion's share of the rescue. The timing, though, is bad for Chancellor Angela Merkel. There's an important state election this weekend, and her party could pay a very high price for Greece's financial woes. From Berlin, Kyle James has more.
Angela Merkel had a tough job this week, trying to sell the Germans on the necessity of the Greek rescue plan.
Es geht nicht mehr und nicht weniger.
It's about nothing less than the very future of Europe and the future of Germany in Europe, she said in a speech to Parliament. But the majority of Germans oppose the bailout, and Merkel's party could suffer in Sunday's vote in North Rhine-Westphalia, Germany's most populous state. Gabi Schulten is a voter there.
When some other EU country gets in trouble, the government has money to help. But when our own towns need money, they say there isn't any. Something's not right.
To avoid a public backlash, Merkel had tried to delay the Greek bailout until after these elections. But political scientist Gero Neugebauer says that hurt her reputation. Now voters see her as a big spender, or indecisive, or both.
They are puzzled, irritated, and they are longing for political leadership.
If Merkel's party loses this weekend, she also loses control of the upper house of parliament. That could make governing and her plans to reform Germany's tax and health systems a lot harder. In Berlin, I'm Kyle James for Marketplace.
And finally, McDonald's and Facebook are teaming up to launch a location service. It would tell people which McDonald's you were in when you updated your Facebook status. That's great, because if there's one thing I want, it's my 300 friends knowing about my Wednesday night cheeseburger breakdown. Actually, this might just be the greatest diet plan ever. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.